I got your message. And obviously I'm leaving you another one, because I'm too chicken shit to say most of this to your face. I get why you're finally coming clean. It's time. We need to decide whether we can continue on as friends, or whether we can give in, give each other what we both want. I guess just by saying that, I kind of answered your question. Yes. Of course, I want you. I've always liked you as more than just a friend. Our timing wasn't right in the beginning, and then we were just so good as friends. We are so good as friends, but you're right, too, that it's getting too difficult to just remain friends, at least as close as we are. I kinda know you think about fucking me. I've kind of seen the evidence of your arousal when we're together. But if we do this, things change, you know? Going from friends to lovers could ruin everything we have. I guess not going to lovers would probably ruin what we have anyways, because I don't know how we just remain friends after this. Again, at least not as close as we are. It's only fair that I explain to you what I'm nervous about. Fuck, I'm nervous just thinking about explaining it to you, but I like you so much. You're everything that I want in a guy, other than the sexual part, and that's only because we don't know that side of each other yet. Yet. That's kind of part I'm nervous about. Oh god, it didn't even dawn on me where your mind might go when I say things like that, but there's nothing wrong with you that I'm nervous about. There's no red flags. I mean, I have seen the evidence of your arousal in your pants often enough, so from what I can see, I have no complaints or concerns in that respect at all. I find everything about you attractive. So just get those thoughts out of your mind right now. You're kind of not the reason I'm nervous. I guess it kind of goes back to what you think of me. I know you like me because you think I'm funny and smart and sweet and nice. We get along really well together. But in the bedroom, I don't always want to be the me that you know me to be. Fuck, I'm not doing a very good job at this, am I? I want to be free to be me in the bedroom. I want to get fucked. Obviously, that's what happens in the bedroom, but I like to be pretty nasty in the bedroom. You know what? Don't listen to the rest of this message if you're already getting turned off or you're sorry you left me a message in the first place. Just stop listening now and we can try to make it work as friends. God, I should just hang up, shouldn't I? Fuck it, I made it this far. I want to do dirty things in the bedroom. And no, I mean, I know your mind must be going to all sorts of leather and dungeons and whips and chains. And that's not what I mean. I mean, I'm not saying we couldn't try that if that's what you were into. I'm just saying I kind of am open to a lot in the bedroom. But I really like fucking. I want to do it with you a lot. And when we're in the bedroom, I wouldn't want you to be sweet and loving all the time. Sometimes, yes, for sure, absolutely. But a lot of the times, I want you to be just as dirty with me as you want. I want you to be selfish. I want you to tell me to do nasty things to you. I want you to do nasty things to me. I guess you're wondering what my definition of nasty is now, aren't you? Jesus, okay, like, I want you to just come home and if you were horny and you wanted me and you came into the bedroom, doesn't have to be the bedroom, by the way, it could be any fucking room. I'd want you to feel free to just unzip in front of me. Tell me that you need your cock sucked and that you hope I'm fucking hungry. Because you want me to get down on my knees and open wide. And then I'd want you to just fuck my face. Like, I mean, use me. Shove your cock down my throat. Gag me on it. Practically suffocate me on that dick until I was choking on it, tears running down my face, looking up at you with pleading eyes, and only then would you take your cock out of my mouth and rub it all over my face. Call me a hungry little cock-sucking whore. Even worse, anything you think of you could say to me. And then you could unload right there, all over my face. The face that I know you tend to think of as sweet and innocent, but could you cross that line and just use me like a fuck toy for your cock? Paint me with your cum? I don't mean that you always have to be rough and aggressive. I just mean that you have to know that there's nothing I don't want to do with you in the bedroom. If you want your balls licked, your taint licked, your ass licked, I want to do it. Fuck, I want to lick every inch of you. you want me riding you, talking dirty, spreading my cunt open for you. Yeah, you heard me. I called my beautiful, sweet little vagina a cunt. I have a dirty mouth in the bedroom. I like to say cunt and hole and tits. Fuck toy, cum rag, cum bucket, cocksucker, dirty girl, naughty girl, bad girl, hungry, horny, slut. You're gonna hear words come out of my mouth and you might not have even heard in porn, depending on your taste in the bedroom. That's just it, isn't it? I don't know your tastes in the bedroom. I want them to match up with mine. I want that so fucking bad. You know what else I want? I want you to pound me into the bed. I want you to fuck me in every position. I want to ride you and own you. I want to sit on your face and soak it with my cum over and over again. I want to scream for you. I want to scream so every fucking person in this building knows that I'm getting fucked by your cock. That you're pounding me. Or that I'm taking your cock. Hell, I want to make you scream in pleasure. Maybe men don't scream. Moan, grunt, swear. Whatever. I want to make you beg. I want to make you whimper. I want to drive you crazy. I want us to sit on the couch together watching a random show, knowing that we're horny and just fucking masturbate together. Fuck on the floor, fuck over the counter. I want to be able to suck your cock when we're parked in a parking lot. I want you to lift up my skirt anytime you want and just fuck me. I want to be able to tell you that my pussy needs to be eaten out. I want your face between my legs, licking me, kissing me, sucking me, tongue fucking me until I come all over you. I want to know what your cum tastes like. Is it sweet? Is it salty? Is it bitter? Is it thick? Is it liquid? Is it hot? I want to eat so much of your cum that I crave it. That you always want to feed me. That you love the hungry, needy, dirty slut in me. Because there is a hungry, needy, dirty slut in me. Plus, there's a sweet, funny, easygoing friend that you enjoy. I'm both of those people. And I don't want to change the fun, easygoing, amazing relationship we have together right now. I just want to be able to have little pieces of filth with you. Wild, sweaty, hard, pounding, fucking. And then go back to this. I like what we have, but I can't stop thinking about your cock. I can't stop thinking about how good it could feel in me. What sounds you'd make when you were coming. If you make any at all. How you would look when you realize how fucking dirty my mouth is. what you'd actually do if I were to look back at you when you're fucking me and spread my ass open and beg you to shove your dick up my asshole. Would you do that? Could you look at me the same if you ruined my ass? If you felt your cum shooting up my ass and then watched me turn around and lick your cock clean of every drop, would you still think of me the same way, or would you not be able to handle that because that's what you're asking for? That's what you'd be getting if we'd start dating. If we'd fuck, you're gonna get one dirty girl on your hands, and you're gonna have to be able to treat me sweetly and lovingly, just like you do now. And then at times, treat me like just a hole for your cock to use. Call me a bitch, call me a slut, call me a whore. Tell me to shut my fucking mouth with your cock in it. Choke me. Slap me. Use me. Could you do that? I guess the answer might be, did you make it this far into my message? And if you did, is your cock hard? Or better yet, are you stroking it right now? Because if you are, just hang up and come on over. Bring your hard cock right here for your new girlfriend / fuck toy to use. Because I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid to be the dirty girl that I am with you. If you can handle this, and you can handle me, prove it. Come on over here and fuck the shit out of me.